Philip Lombard woke early, as he always did. He listened to the wind, then slept again until 9:30. He sat up.
It is time to do something, he thought.
But at 9:55, he was knocking on Blore's door.
What's the matter? Blore said.
It's 9:55, said Lombard. And Rogers is missing. He isn't in his room or anywhere.
Where can he be? Said Blore. Let's see if the others know.
They found Dr. Armstrong nearly dressed. Justice Wargrave was still asleep. Vera was dressed, but Emily Brent's room was empty. Roger's room was empty, but his bed wasn't made, and the soap was wet. Lombard said, Let's stay together until we find him. They arrived downstairs as Emily Brent came in through the front door.
Terrible weather. There won't be a boat today, she said.
Miss Brent, said Blore, it's dangerous to walk around the island alone. Don't you understand that?
I was very careful, answered Miss Brent.
Did you see Rogers anywhere?
Asked Blore.
No, why?
The judge joined them.
The table is ready for breakfast, he said, but there's no food.
They all moved into the dining room. Suddenly, Vera cried,
The soldiers! Look!
There were only six soldier boys in the middle of the table. They found Rogers outside a short time later, with a deep cut in the back of his head.
It's perfectly clear, said Armstrong. Rogers was chopping the wood when someone came up behind him.
Mr. Justice Wargrave asked,
Was it someone who was very strong?
No, replied Dr. Armstrong. A woman is a possibility, a crazy one.